Moving into the second sessions, one of the reasons why I'm here today is because at Anconkey on Twitter told me about this event because he was thinking of coming. We've been trying to meet up for an age in London after briefly meeting from the Ambition Project. And we're both here, but the great conversations have come out and Andy's just had a conversation session. So, Andy, tell us about this session that you've just run and a bit about what the event is here today.
Well, the event is Cultural Conversations, and it's basically how that people can use technology for their benefit and the conversations that happen around it. The session that I just did was how your voice can be heard. It's all very well having all these various tools, but if your message isn't there and how you say things, then people aren't going to be interested. So it's kind of guiding people to not take their eye off the ball and get too bogged down in technology and, you know, and what they can do. It's more like what they should do for themselves and not have to worry about things which they don't really need.
It is. It's. I mean, something from today, people are really excited about finding out what it's all about. I mean, I sort of find myself, I'm a facilitator, I can, you know, introduce the technology and I try and keep it at a basic level. And I think sort of you have a technical background yourself, but it's really important that getting heard. So what kind of things came out from that session and what were the conversations that came back to you?
Well, it was kind of remembering that the fact that actually any form of social media is a conversation, and that's what makes it popular. People still like talking to other people, whichever platform they use, whether it be Facebook, whether it be Twitter, or whether even, surprisingly, it be face-to-face. And without that value, the social media has no value. So if you're saying something like you would do in a normal conversation that somebody's not interested in, the conversation will stop. The same rules kind of apply online.
Yeah, really important that online and offline. If it works offline, try and do it online because it'll probably work for you there as well. There's so many conversations taking place today. On the board, which ones have you been to so far and which ones are catching your eye?
The one that I went to first was basically the almost social media for beginners, which I think you were at actually.
Yeah.
In fact, which you ran, I think. Only so that I could kind of offer my you know, expertise on that one. The second one was one I did myself about, you know, how to try and get yourself heard a bit more. And now I'm going to kind of tap into the one again about Twitter, where people can possibly use that, not necessarily to replace a conversation, but it's always to enhance.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Andy. So, at Anconkey on Twitter. Thanks very much, Andy.